be doing some hands and forearm massage. And I'll begin by just introducing my hands and gently running them down. It's very superficial and really is done to promote a little bit of lymphatic drainage, as well as just as a good starting point. I'm going to rotate the hands, do the same on the inside. Today I also want to focus on working with some trigger points and specifically showing you some areas that are very common to get tightness in and also treat them. I wanted to show you an example of triggers in the forearm and the hand itself, which radiate into the wrist. Some of them on the side of your forearm, or even at the top of the forearm, kind of recreating the sensation of carpal tunnel syndrome. And trigger points are basically tightness in your muscle bellies. Sometimes they could be at the top, sometimes closer to the middle. They can radiate in a completely different area from its location. So for example, here in the arm, and these muscle bellies will radiate the pain into your wrist. Here's some for thumb pain as well. The actual trigger points are closer to the center of the palm, but they would radiate on the outside of your finger here. I personally am very fascinated with trigger point therapy, and I think all of us should learn more about it. Okay. Are you comfortable? And by placing these warm mitts on his hands, and these are lavender induced warming mitts. They have been warmed up, so very comfortable temperature. So it's quite naturally dispersing the heat around the fingers and the forearm a little bit. And we only need a few minutes or seconds of this heat. Relieves the pain. to use the next term of jojoba oil, rosehip oil, and vitamin E oil. We'll start at the top. We just start with gliding motions up and down, up and down. I'm going to focus at the top here, and this is the belly of a lot of the muscles, the attachment point of a lot of our extensor muscles that lift up our fingers. And very frequently when we movement, like on keyboards, working with machinery, maybe sewing or doing carpentry, we tend to overuse these muscles. A lot of pain or just numbness. Okay, so we're still warming it up. Now we just go in the middle between the two bones that we have inside here. Could be quite a comfortable sensation because we don't often feel this separating movement. I'm just going to continue going up almost to the elbow crease, but not fully arriving there. feels very nice when done with oil and proper care. Just go over all of those little bones that make up our wrist. Can't really apply too much pressure around the wrist area, but we actually do have a lot of nerves and a lot of vessels that travel through this area. Very nice. Go between the fingers. Sensation, but nonetheless, it's a very important part as well. Okay, here's a good headache buster. Here. So just pressing. A bit on this side. Similar way. Just going towards the elbow. Trying to mostly go over muscles. This could feel nice to right here on the side. Some people have a tennis elbow, and it's just a lot of trigger points sometimes could mirror that, and they actually locate it on this outside part of your arm. muscles who flex our fingers, that flex our fingers. Get us into a grip action. Rotating, kind of mobilizing it. This can feel very nice. Going down. So here are different ways you can do this massage inside the palm. This is the kind I like to do, just leaving the middle finger here. But you really could just push your palms here and do a similar way like that. When I went to massage school, really opens up and stretches all of the palm. Let's spend some extra time here. I know most of people really enjoy this part. I'm going to support the wrist right here, continuing with the wrist immobilization and just relaxing of it. I will use my knuckles right here and do sort of screwdriver motion. Move on to that we all should start giving each other more massages. The person you love or care about will almost never say no to a massage from you. Find it to be the best gift you can ever give to anybody is a caring, intuitive, and just fully giving type of massage. It's always the best sensation when somebody does it for you. Okay. So the sound is all good. Here is our second arm. We're going to just add a little bit more oil since some of it has absorbed into the skin. Okay. This one has a wonderful lavender scent. It's very beautiful, nurturing, soothing type of oil, softening the skin. And we again begin with a form. Stabilize the actual hand with my hand here as I create a long glide to the top towards the elbow. This creates an extra stretch. Feels very soothing. And massaging the top here. We already know this is a big belly of muscle right here for a lot of our finger movements. You can even sometimes track them down if you look. If you fly That's good. So now we're going to go specifically towards this part here. Let's go in the middle. Here are two bones. They split. So go right between them. You can use the toes. You can use the knuckle. You can use So it's nice and warmed up. Okay. Let's do some deeper strokes here. Sort of milking the wrist one side at a time. It's creating rotation and friction a little bit. Just fingers. Very gently. You will feel a lot of small tendons running through. You will feel a lot of joints. It's very complex structures that we have in our wrists there. much time for between fingers, massages, but there's a whole lot to learn about that. The webbing between your fingers also has mini muscles. There's more to learn about those, so okay, I'm going to rotate the hand, just turn her upside down. We'll do more on this side. And this is again when I talked about the tennis elbow. Even a little too sensitive, so you would check with your client. But oftentimes, people who exercise a lot or just again use their hands for machinery and construction work or just keyboards. Remembering to go to the elbow but not crossing the elbow crease. Screwdriver. It's basically just circular motions with your knuckles all around the wrist area. Again, checking with the person if anything's too much. Opening up the palm, just letting it stretch. This can be so releasing, so soothing. Again, for me personally, I enjoy these, like this deeper but slower. But you could do just like that. doing that would be quite nice, but just a bit more superficial. This deep, slow opening massage moves like this, they feel great. Go across the fibers. And then wet fibers. Play nice now. Waking up the arm. Okay. Just going to cover it with the towel. To wipe some of the excess oil. And give it. So much for watching.